For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, time to check in with Galvin in today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
Can I start news off today?
Sure.
A follow-up to something we talked about yesterday.
Okay.
Orlando Magic co-founder Pat Williams, who was having a big press conference yesterday.
Right.
It's official. He officially is trying to get Major League Baseball to go to Orlando. Now, they didn't quite say whether or not they're going to go after the Rays or after somebody else, but they, or, you know, whether they're getting ready for expansion or they're trying to get an existing team over there. But it would seem to me to make sense that if Orlando really wants a team and Tampa Bay has proven they don't want a team, why not just move them over there?
Right, yeah.
It's still drivable for Tampa fans.
Who else is really low? Are the Marlins really low on attendance? Who else?
It was the Marlins and the Rays were the two worst, clearly showing that baseball works in Florida.
Yeah, that's the thing then.
How does Sternberg not think that's an option or had at least explored that? Instead, he's already run into Canada.
Because he doesn't care anything about the team. He cares about money.
Where you could
and if he can make more money in Canada, that's what he cares about.
You go Orlando, you can virtually keep the Tampa fan base that you do have. And you're right there. You know, you're an hour and a half away.
When asked why Major League Baseball may consider another Florida team, despite low attendance in St. Pete and Miami, Williams said he believes his market is different. It's like we discussed yesterday.
Sure, all the tourists and all the people, yeah.
It's a destination spot for people, and it would be one of the things all year round, pretty much, that they can plan, either go to a game or to go to spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have the wide world of sports over there, like Gio pointed out yesterday, where they have the facilities there. The logo and then the team name have been, or I don't know if it's like it's like an idea team name.
Okay.
You know what it is?
If it's not the Orlando Calrissians.
It's not the Orlando Calrissians.
Big swing and a miss. Yeah. I think it would be something, it's going to have something tied in with Disney or something.
Kind of.
Theme park-ish. The Orlando Vacations.
No, like, you know, yeah, the magic is magic, like the magic of
Magic Kingdom.
Orlando,
magic okay, so Orlando.
It's not as blatant as that.
Orlando Abracadabra.
The Orlando Harry Potters.
No.
That's not so bad.
It's the Orlando Dreamers.
Dreamers, okay.
And they may be dreaming of a team. Once they get a team, they may change their name. But right now, the thing is the Orlando Dreamers, which I don't think man would want to play for.
Yeah, possibly the worst name I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Orlando Dreamers?
Well, right now, that's a name for the organization that's talking about baseball, not the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're dreaming of having a team.
Is that what they call the creators of Disney stuff, too? Like, the Dreamers?
Dream Makers or whatever.
Those are Imagineers.
Imagineers. Oh, thank you, Gio.
I think coming up with a name will be easy, but if Disney bought them and exercised their Star Wars leg and called them the Orlando Calrissians, I think the world would be rocked the same way they were when Disney owned the Mighty Ducks.
Mm.
So, well, that'll never happen, by the way, unless they get one of the other two teams. If they could lure the Jeter team or the St. Pete team, then they'll have an opportunity. And I don't think it's a bad idea for either one of them.
I'm trying to think. I mean, obviously, they're known for theme parks, Orlando. But was there anything like back in the day that Orlando did people used to go there for?
Oranges.
Oranges.
Right. The Orlando Navels.
Orlando.
I wish they would just stay away from nature and weather and all that other stuff.
Orlando's.
We've already got storm, lightning.
Yeah.
Move on. Like, do with the. What the XFL did, they were like, we're just going to make up a thing. Vipers, there you go.
Yeah, but you think like Chicago Cubs. Where are what's the Cubs? Like,
well, they have Bears in Chicago.
Do they?
Yeah, well, in Illinois. In Illinois, they have Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I mean, I grew up there.
But you grew up in the city.
No. I didn't. I grew up.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing you didn't get eaten by a bear.
Yeah, It's not because they have the Chicago Bears, so maybe there were a lot of Bears.
Yeah, there were. There were
at one
back
time.
In the 1800s.
Yeah, I mean, I lived an hour west of the city. I lived out by cornfields and stuff. We'd see deer and fox and all that type of stuff. I never saw a bear.
It's amazing that you didn't get eaten by a bear.
Yeah,
but you know, Kansas City Royals. I'm trying to think of different names. Like,
was White Sox racist?
White Sox? No.
Like Red Sox, too.
Red Sox racist? To Indians?
I don't know. Like, who just decided to name a team after their Sox?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why didn't they call it the White Shirts?
And were the Bears pants. There first and then the Cubs? And they were like, well, we got Bears, so we'll be Cubs.
I would say it's probably the other way around. I don't know, but I would say it's Cubs and Bears.
Yeah.
One had to work with the other.
I know, but I'm just thinking, like, that's kind of a...
I do enjoy that. I enjoy how the team names complement each other, like the women's basketball teams. The WNBA is usually an offshoot of the... Well, they're all NBA,
nice.
So yeah. So if you have the Orlando Magic, you can have the Fairy Dust, the WNBA Fairy Dust.
Chicago Cubs, 1903, and the Chicago Bears, let's see.
After.
1920.
Yeah. Ooh. So Chicago Cubs first. That's weird.
And they were like, hmm.
And then the Chicago Bears were like, where are the Chicago Bears? And they're like, Bears.
Right.
Why do we go Cubs? So dumb. Ah, terrible. So let's compliment. What is the Orlando soccer team? Do we know?
Yes, I do know.
The Lions.
Yeah, Orlando City Lions is a soccer team.
I think it's called Orlando City. That's it.
Orlando City SC Soccer Club.
Yeah.
But they do have a lion with like kind of a, the mane is almost like a sun.
Ooh, pretty.
Around it and stuff. What else do they have over in Orlando? Orlando
Sports
Magic.
Team, the Magic.
Right.
And I think they have the Solar Bears. The hockey. That's like a minor league hockey. Is that right? I don't remember. I don't know if that's over there or if that's somewhere else.
Solar Bears.
They used to have, what was they had an arena football team for a long time.
The Predators.
Predators, yeah.
They were good. Like, they wanted to have an Arena Football Hall of Fame, and I said the Arena Football Hall of Fame should have nothing. It should have two statues, Jay Gruden and Tim Markham. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then they should honor the Storm and the Predators with every award that they have. That's the Arena Football League. There's nobody else that you can think of. Except, wasn't Kurt Warner there for a year?
What about the Orlando Internationals?
That's not bad.
Yeah, I like that.
Because that's the name of their airport.
Right. Yeah. And it's International Drive.
Right.
And
I'm
it's
not the name of it, but you know. Yeah.
Stuff?
Yeah. You used to say, listen, if this is a serious thing and it works out, naming it will be the easy part.
I don't know. Talk to the Vipers.
Vipers are fine. Vipers just said, we're making up our own thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Vipers were like, we're going to have a team in Miami. We'll call it the Vipers, Everglades Snakes. And they were like, bad news, team's moving to Tampa. And they're like, just keep the Vipers.
No right, and that's the weird thing because, much like Chicago where there are no Bears.
Well, apparently they call them the Cubs because of the young amount of players on the team.
Cubs over
I think
here.
You're at the wrong website, buddy.
That's like
that's
Bears
what the Bears call them,
The nickname stuck and became the official team name in 1907.
Otters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Rays minor league team, they're called the Biscuits.
No.
The Montgomery Biscuits. And their logo is a biscuit with butter.
Sounds delicious.
Let me ask you a question. If your dream is to be a baseball player and you come so close to the major leagues and they go, hey, I'm sorry, buddy, this isn't your year, but we're going to put you in our farm system and we're going to keep an eye on you. I'm like, all right. And you're like, you're going to play for the Montgomery Biscuits. I go, all right, I'm out.
What if you're trying to be a hockey player and you wind up on the Making Whoopies?
That's actually pretty good. Oh, my God, it's a real biscuit.
That looks delicious.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Montgomery
what
Biscuits.
What are you thinking?
I made it, Mom. I'm playing pro ball.
They biscuits. Tell you that you haven't made it to the major league, but we got, and then the guy places the cap on you, and it's just that hat, and you're like, yes.
Biscuits baseball.
Tonight, we welcome... To sing the national anthem at the Biscuits game, not Dee Snider, the other guy from Twisted Sister.
J.J. French.
Yeah, that's what happens. Oh,
boy. Oh, you get Limp Bizkit.
Oh,
yes.
But not Fred Durst. You just get The guy who replaced the guy who wore the other band. Yeah, the guy who replaced
West Borland
is the only guy who's left in the limp, in the Biscuits national anthem.
Have you seen that commercial? I think it's CarMax or something, where they say about getting a car, and the only thing is. Did it all for the Nookie CD is stuck in the CD player.
Yeah.
And the kid's singing it in the back, whatever, and the lady pulls up and Fred Durst goes walking across the yeah, that's pretty funny.
I love those commercials where people make fun of themselves. Sure. The Johnny Manziel commercial is great.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I used to be a pro football star. He goes, I know what it's like to not know where your next check's coming from.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right, what else do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news brought to you by Pelt Shoes. Pelt Shoes has over 150 shoe brands, even hard to find fits, 6 locations throughout Tampa and Fort Myers. Peltshoes.com.
Pelts. Nice. I mean, we're pros.
Yeah.
We're pros.
It really works out. The fifth Democratic debate of 2020 presidential campaign is in the books. With only 6 candidates having qualified for the next debate in December, this was pretty much a last chance for some of them to make their case to voters that they deserve to stay in the race.
I watched it.
You did?
It was pretty funny.
I have a couple of things. Here is Booker taking a shot at Biden because Biden said that marijuana is a gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
Old man. Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
Okay, boomer. Here's Booker and Biden. Here we go.
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He has swore me into my office as a hero. This week, I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it.
There was a lot of jokes last night.
Burn.
There was a lot of jokes last night. Yang got a couple of laughs. Klobuchar got a couple of laughs. It was actually a more entertaining one.
It has officially become Idiocracy.
Nah.
We're like right there.
We're pretty close.
Unprofessional, yelling at. Come on.
When they have the debates and they have them kick each other in the nuts to see who becomes president, yeah. Then it's full on Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Here is the great Kamala going after Tulsi.
The Ugandan giant. Oh, they were. This is due because Gabbard took shots at her in the second debate. And you knew this was going to come back eventually. This is pretty good.
We have someone on the stage who is attempting to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States, who during the Obama administration spent 4 years full-time on Fox News criticizing President Obama.
That's ridiculous.
Criticizing people on this stage as affiliated with the Democratic Party. When Donald Trump was elected, not even sworn in, buddied up to Steve Bannon to get a meeting with Donald Trump in the Trump Tower, fails to call a war criminal by what he is as a war criminal, and then spends full time during the course of this campaign, again, criticizing the Democratic Party.
Congresswoman Gabbard, I'll give you a chance to respond.
Senator Harris is doing is unfortunately continuing to traffic in lies and smears and innuendos because she cannot challenge the substance of the argument that I'm making, the leadership and the change that I'm seeking to bring in our foreign policy, which only makes me guess that she will, as president, continue the status quo, continue the Bush-Clinton-Trump foreign policy of regime change wars, which is deeply destructive. This is personal to me because I served in Iraq. I left.
Wait out.
Yeah. It got boring after a while, but it was good to see them going after each other. Do you have anything from Yang? Because Yang got a couple of good laughs.
I don't have any Yangs.
So Yang, they asked Yang. Yang wants to give everybody $1,000 a month.
Right.
Which just, listen to me. My father was like, you realize you can give everybody $1 million and tell them pay your debts and do your thing and we'd all be fine. And I was like, yeah, okay, I see your thought on that, but the problem is that people are going to go out and blow it. I feel like if you gave everybody, they say give me $1,000 a month, and he goes, for what? To subsidize the money that you don't have or whatever. But Yang brought up some good points. He said, we are the country that's ahead on most of the things except for things like a parental leave when you have a baby. We have the lowest amount of time and, you know, this other thing. He goes, if we gave you $1,000 a month, you could use that money to take off the time and stay home with your baby as it grows up. Or you could use it to pay for daycare if you need to go back to work. And he was like practically using that money. And I wanted to be like, yeah, okay. But you know what's going to happen is it's going to be like between the ages of 18 and 27 is everybody's going to go out and buy rims. You know what I mean? It's going to be wasted.
And stay home and smoke weed.
Yeah.
But also, Everybody gets $1,000?
Everybody gets $1,000.
Everybody.
Everybody.
And where does that come from?
From money that's already there.
The money tree.
Well, no, but the money is there.
The money is there, but we're still trillions of dollars in debt?
We're always going to be.
I know, but like...
We're trillions of dollars in debt because we don't collect the money that's owed from other people. It's all just gets shuffled around. It's all imaginary.
But that money is there, then...
But they're saying like the money is there in his plan because they're not giving it to other things. They're re-proportioning the money and putting it... So it's never going to work. And it's a great idea in theory... Because, okay, we have the money. We're going to give it to you, and then you can pay for all these things that the government can't provide you, like paid leave and daycare and college and all this stuff that you want to pay for. Well, now you got it. Here's $1,000 a month. Pay for your college tuition. You know, Bernie wants to give you free college. Elizabeth Warren wants to give... Yang's like, we can give you the money. You do what you want. The problem is 10 years from now, when everybody's wasted their $1,000 a month on snacks and pot and new cars and all this other stuff... Then you're gonna have somebody that's living in a trailer driving a Ferrari. You know what I mean?
I'm driving
a 1992 Ferrari. I got it for $50,000. Yang's paying for it. It's just going to be a lot of that. We're not mature enough as a society to handle something like that. I'm sorry, we're not. But they asked Yang yesterday. They go, Mr. Yang, if you're elected president, what is the first thing you would say to Vladimir Putin when you get him on the phone? And he goes, I'd say, hey, sorry, your guy's not in office anymore. But he was quick with it, which was pretty funny. He's funny to watch. There's so many interesting folks up there. But if you want to know how bad our system is, Tom Steyer is up there for the debate and has bought his way into this election.
Oh, yeah.
He's completely bought his way into the election. He is not qualified in any way. He has just used his money to buy his way in. And I'm not saying he's the worst thing up there.
Sounds like somebody else.
But what I'm saying is that how do you say this guy is
right,
bad?
Right,
this guy just bought his way onto the stage. There are plenty of other people running for president that had actual experience in office before. And this guy was like, and they couldn't get on stage and they couldn't get on the first night of the debate. And this guy's like, I'm going to... Bar my way in.
I got to tell you, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I do, not just because
she's
of her hot workouts. Yeah, she's never going to be president. Well, not never.
She'll be vice president.
Yeah, possibly. But I like her. I think she's smart, but yeah, not going to be president.
She's a woman, she's a veteran, and she's outspoken, and she's pretty, quite frankly. That's a couple
helps.
Of things that work.
Yeah.
If you get a good candidate and you pull her in for vice president, that could be strong. I absolutely love Bernie Sanders. He is just a delightful man, and I don't mean for president, but if he was my neighbor, I would go, sure. Hey, Mr. Sanders, I'm running the Publix. You need anything? Because he just seems like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
His dreams are fantastic. His heart is in the right place.
He's the kind of guy, if he's your neighbor and he passes away, you find out that in his will, he left you a car that's in like an antique.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? That's so cool.
You know how everybody loves Mr. Rogers now, and now with this Tom Hanks movie coming mm-hmm. out? Mr. Rogers always seemed kind of creepy to me, and I never liked the show
really?
When I was a kid. Not creepy like he's touching kids, but he almost seemed like a fake human.
Yeah,
you know?
I get that.
And then there's that video where he's talking to Congress about getting the money for PBS, and everybody loves Mr. Rogers because he's good-hearted, you know? That's how I feel about Bernie Sanders. Terrible president, but nice, good-hearted neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he'd be.
Neighbor.
Like, I'd like to see him change his shoes and his sweater and sit back and talk about goldfish.
Yeah. The Houston Food Bank is cleaning up after an ammonia leak spoiled more than 1.8 million pounds of food. A spokesperson for the food bank said a fan broke last week in an area where food is stored and cut through a line containing ammonia, which is used to keep the food cold.
Oh,
that's yeah! So that's a lot of food that's damaged. Sucks.
I went to a place yesterday
mm-hmm.
that I will continue to go to again, and I have no complaints about. But I do want to tell you about something that happened. So I'm not going to name it.
Okay, I just thought of a brilliant idea. Go ahead.
I met my wife for lunch yesterday, and they said, "Hey, would you like to take some stuff home?" It's one of those places where you can eat, and then you can like buy some stuff for half price to eat later.
Okay.
And I said, why don't we do this? This way the kids can eat stuff before they go to practice and dance and all that. And one of the things came in a box, and there was a tiny, tiny, tiny little baby roach on it.
Oh.
I mean, it was tiny to the point where it looked like a period at the end of the sentence. You could barely tell that it was a roach.
That's the one you see, though.
Yeah.
And I opened the box, and I looked at it. the thing inside the box was sealed inside a plastic bag. And my wife was like, I, and the lady said, oh my God, give me, I'm going to go get you a new one. She went and got a new one. I inspected it. It was fine. I ate it. I got home. I didn't care. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I said to my wife, I go, do you think that there's any restaurant here that doesn't have a teeny tiny little somewhere?
So, food bank. Restaurant. It's called the food bank.
Okay.
And you have your own checkbook that you pay for the food with that because you give them money and then you just write a check for it and then they get it. So, like in advance, you have a monthly thing, so you can just go there, and you don't need any food. You just have your checkbook, and you write them checks.
Bam.
It's the food bank. And you can make deposits where you can have them bring your own.
I'm not following.
No, listen.
Oh, come on.
Listen. You sign up.
Right.
And you put your money in. So you put, $500 in
okay.
the beginning of the month. And then we give you a checkbook from the food bank.
Oh, and then you deduct from the money yeah. you deposit.
And you sign it, and then yeah. you just leave
it's
it
It's like having an
check.
Account. Yeah.
Right, like having an account.
I like that.
You can also make deposits because whenever you go hunting and you get a boar, you can bring that in. That's your deposit, and they'll prepare it for you.
Oh, the store your meat.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
That type of stuff. What else could we have? What else? Drive-thru?
Yes.
The food comes through the chute.
Yes.
Yeah. Just shoots.
Can the front door be a vault door, like a bank door? You know?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. What other stuff would be good? Have a security guard in there.
Yeah. Well, do you order it from like a bank teller?
Well, you can do that. That you can either sit down or you can get it to, your own where you get it from the bank teller.
Yeah.
And do that. Yeah. And then the food that comes through the drive thru comes in one of those things. You just open it up
awesome.
And eat it right out of the.
I love it.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
There you go. Trademark. a Confederate monument in the small town of Pittsboro, North Carolina was removed early Wednesday from the spot outside a courthouse where it stood for 112 years. Bringing an end to months of debate and occasionally violent protest over its presence. So they took it down. Confederate monument,
all right.
Out of here.
People are losing their mind.
Oh, yeah. A man is accused of posing as a mentally challenged adult in order to coerce at least one college student he hired as a babysitter to change his diaper for his own sexual gratification.
Oh. There has to be something to be said for somebody who goes this far out and
right?
do that.
We've heard this. We've heard
this. A performance artist.
A warrant for the arrest for 29-year-old Rutledge Diaz IV. Yeah. We have a picture of him up on Bone TV. Yeah, look at that guy, right?
It looks like Joel used to work here.
A little bit.
Oh, well, I expect Joel to do this, too.
Detectives say they believe that he tricked the babysitter into thinking he was an 18-year-old man with autism and other special needs, so they would change his diaper to satisfy what they believe to be an adult diaper fetish. Diaz was booked into the Orleans Justice Center in jail and appeared on 10 counts of sexual battery, 10 counts of human trafficking, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. So he's seems like a stand-up guy.
Wow. I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's genius. And if you go this far to get it done, it just goes to show you how into the fetish you are. Good job, sir.
Becky, Rutledge made boom boom again. I need changed. There's a 20-year-old guy named Benjamin Geary from Minnesota. And last Wednesday, his 2019 Nissan Altima was impounded. Nothing worse than having your car impounded. You feel so frustrated about it, and you're like,
happened to me once.
Sure, yeah, happened to me one time, too. He couldn't get it back until he paid the $300 towing bill.
Oh.
And as we know, we saw that video where they move the signs and do all kinds of stuff. Tow truck drivers, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are scheming guys.
Right?
So last Sunday, he went to the auto shop where it was being stored to get it back. He just needed a way to bust through the fence to get it out. His answer was a 2012 Porsche that was parked right by his car in the lot, was unlocked with the keys inside. So instead of just stealing the Porsche and calling it an upgrade, driving away with the Porsche, he actually used the Porsche as a battering ram to make a hole in the fence. Then he abandoned the Porsche and drove his Nissan safely through the hole. It's not clear how this was going to turn out for him, but of course the cops quickly tracked him down and arrested him on several charges.
That's crazy. I had an extra key to mine.
Yeah.
And I pulled up to the yard where they keep the towed cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't impounded, it was just towed from where I lived. And I just bought a video camera to show you how long ago it was. I just bought a video camera and it was in the back seat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All I wanted to do was take the video camera out because I didn't know if I had enough money to get the car out. So I went over and I unlocked the door and I took the video camera. and they immediately call the cops. By the time I walked to the office to go settle up, the cops were there waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I had explained what I was doing there, and thank God I was on the radio. They let me go. They were like, it's totally illegal to go near that car.
Oh, really?
It's in their possession, yeah.
I think if you can get it, it's yours.
Right? It's like home base.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
Safe.
Well, my thing was, I was thought about taking it out of the yard, driving out there,
right,
and then showing up and going, I'm here to get my car. Oh, what?
Put it on that.
You lost my car?
How dare you? That was a 1993 Pontiac Le Mans.
That was a Daewoo, thank you.
Oh, hot.
Gio, be careful of this. It's the holiday season. A lot of packages being delivered. You have a very small dog.
Yes.
A FedEx driver threw a large package over the family's fence in California.
Shut up.
And it landed on top of their 4-pound dog.
Oh.
The dog was injured so badly that it had to be euthanized.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a funny story.
Man, you see those drivers all the time. Like now that everybody has the doorbell, the Nest or whatever the doorbell
thing.
Ring doorbell, where they just chuck packages from the end of the driveway. Yeah. You're like, you got to be kidding me. There was one I saw, a guy got a camera lens, of course, glass and all that stuff. Very expensive camera lens. Some of those camera lenses, you know, a couple thousand dollars and stuff. You see the guy walk up, and he's a good 20 feet away from the porch and just goes, and just chucks it. You hear, so bad.
My FedEx and Amazon and UPS people have been so good.
Yeah.
They pile things on. They keep them out of the line of sight from the street. They're really good.
Speaking of deliveries, I got a delivery yesterday. My the thing that you got me, the harvest.
Oh, your smoothies.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Is it?
So the way that it comes frozen, and it's in a plastic cup with a lid on it with a spot for a straw. So all you do is take the top off and pour in either water or almond milk, whatever you're mixing with, and they suggest what you should pour in. Put it in there, and then you just dump all that into the blender, and then just pour it right back in that cup, put the lid on, straw. There you go.
That's pretty good. It's all organic. And it's all organic. Healthy, yeah.
And you can go through and pick, you know, if you want low sugar, if you want no caffeine or this or that, different stuff, but it's good. It has like tart cherry, dragon fruit, banana, peach, and kale, and you know, like all mixed together, like superfoods. Oh. Yeah, it's pretty good. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate that.
I picked it up.
A porn site called Cam Soda. I'm not familiar.
Cam Soda.
Cam Soda.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
I don't believe so.
It's a lot of, I think it's the web girls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cam Soda, Cam Girls, I think. Will pay up to $250 to cover the cost of your entire Thanksgiving dinner if you're willing to live stream the whole thing to their users to watch.
Naked?
No. There's no nudity required. Everyone at dinner has to be over 18, and they'll give you $250.
Didn't we just do another story where they were paying
that
you?
That was the Japanese, hotel, which was $1.
I got to tell you, this makes me feel like the whole watching people eat food thing is really blowing up here in America. Because I know it's huge in Asia.
But to what end? Are they,
I don't know,
enjoying themselves while you're eating?
You actually have to bang the turkey.
Yeah.
I was going to do it anyways.
Funny. Yeah, you might as well get paid for it.
That's how I tenderize it. We have some food. A lot of food stuff here.
Love food stuff.
Taco Bell, you know, of course, with Popeye's chicken, everybody going crazy with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. And then Wendy's was like, we have better. Ours is spicy.
Right.
They have this. Whatever. Taco Bell went in on the chicken sandwich wars. So now they've started rolling out new tacos that have fried chicken tenders inside.
Okay.
Oh,
so this is what it looks like.
I'm not mad at this.
Up on Bone TV. Ooh, yeah, it looks pretty good,
delicious.
Right?
Hell yeah.
You got the flour taco, the soft taco, and then you got the chicken finger in there with the little sour cream.
Yeah,
and cheese,
that's pretty good. I would try that out. I will tell you that I wanted to crap all over the Popeye's chicken sandwich, but it was really good. Their bun was good. It was worth the 40-minute wait.
I saw Carmen got one the other day. She put it on her Instagram.
No wait. She had no wait.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She just went straight through?
Went straight through.
Huh?
I don't know what the hours are. But I want to point out, I feel entirely bad for the guy who, you know, because I get in a routine. If I want to eat something for lunch every day, I'll eat it every day.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who just wants his 2-piece and a biscuit is like, I can't get my lunch anymore.
Yeah.
I can't get my lunch. I have to wait an hour because all these new novices, these Popeye novices, want their chicken sandwiches.
Is that one of Johnny B's bits?
I'm trying it out. Just trying them all to see if they work.
So what's the deal with Popeye's? How about this guy? He goes there all the time. And
drop a couple of C words.
More food. Would you like to try pretzel Pop-Tarts?
Yep.
Well, they're hitting the stores in January. It's a, like a pretzel outside.
Yes. Okay.
With what's the in there, inside. Though? You could have different stuff inside. Mustard, I don't know. Here's a picture of what it looks like there.
Yeah.
So it has like, you know, what does it say? Can you see what it says there, Spanish?
Cinnamon, sugar, or chocolate. The top one is cinnamon sugar with the white.
Yeah, so you got the pretzel with the cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, the other one is chocolate.
Pretty good.
I feel like it should come with mustard.
It's, that, I'm
that's
sure
what I said, yeah. Too. Or cheese.
Yeah.
A little cheese in there.
I went to... I think this might be my favorite place to shop and is now. I mean, I love Publix and all that, but I love a good day at Costco. Mm. And I say a day because it takes you a day to walk around there.
Okay.
I went there yesterday with the sole purpose of buying maximum amounts of romaine lettuce for my tortoise.
Right.
And
you
didn't...
want a place where you can buy romaine lettuce for your tortoise, also a Lazy Boy recliner,
right,
and some tires for your car.
100%.
Yes. Like, you want all three of those in there.
They were out of... romaine.
Oh.
The truck hadn't been unloaded yet.
Did you go back into the ice cold?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
I love that. And then my problem, though, is this always happens to me. I get into the Costco. I start to look. I like to go up and down the aisles and look at everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't need a new TV, but I want to see what they have.
Sure, yeah. Cheap ones.
I'm not
never know. Yeah. I was walking through Walmart and saw a TV, and I go, that's too good of a price. I had to buy it. Yeah. I didn't need it. Yeah. Didn't need it. Bought it.
So, I like to go up and down the aisles, and 15 minutes into it, got a couple of things in my cart. I got a crap. Every time I'm there, I got a crap.
Really?
Your body knows now.
Right?
Are you doing taste tests?
No.
Some of those little...
They got some good stuff.
I did buy old school tins of butter cookies,
mm-hmm,
like that my great grandparents used to have.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Oh, some S cookies?
S cookies are so good.
What else? I got some wine.
So did you go there, or did you make a dash for home?
I crap there. But the problem was is that, so I start walking towards the crapper, and I get to the front of the line, and now I have to store my basket somewhere so that I can go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. He already has stuff in there.
Right. So I start walking, and I go, I wonder if I could just put this here. And then some guy who works there walked by. He goes, hey, Mr. Calta, how you doing? I was like, hey, can I go to the restroom? Can you just leave it there? It's fine. It's great. Then I go in the restroom, and he's in the restroom making our number ones. Now he sees me going in the crapper.
Right.
And for some reason, I feel like they're all sitting in the room timing me now. How long has he been in there?
Or you just see this over top. Phone come over top of the stall. No!
As soon as he gets home, he tells his wife, hey, I met Mike Al today. You wouldn't believe what happened.
Yeah. I went to the outlet mall one time. This is a couple of years ago. And the same thing happened. I started walking around out of crap, so I went in the crapper. And then immediately on Twitter, some guy's like, just saw you going to the crapper at the war. I'm like, why? Why would you say that?
Terrible.
Yeah.
I had a dude talk to me in the racetrack bathroom a couple weeks ago.
Nope.
Yeah. What are we doing
and
here?
He tried to like shake the hands, and then I was like, no, man. Then he tried to do a fist bump. I'm like, dude, I appreciate it.
One of the UPS guys was in here, and I was riding down in the elevator with him, and he goes, I'm friends with Tim. And I go, Tim? And he goes, remember the guy who saw you at Publix and asked if he could walk with you while you shop? He goes, we laugh about that so much. He goes, he even goes, why would I ask him that?
Yeah.
So funny. More food stuff. Check this out. Nutella has a Nutella-style spread made out of crispy M&Ms. And it's going to be available now in the U.S. This is what it looks like.
We're not fat enough.
So a Nutella spread with M&M pieces in there. Spanish, you're making a face like, no. I am making a face like, yes.
You know where this is coming from?
Why?
People are all smoking pot.
Yo, yeah.
They're like, what else can we make?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, combine it up. I guess my bias comes in. I love Nutella so much just on its own. Yeah, you don't need to spice it up.
Nutella.
You don't want anybody to molest it?
Yeah, I don't need you to molest my Nutella with your M&Ms.
I always thought back in the day in the 90s of that Nutella, I know it's like a hazelnut, but I always thought it was like more like a peanut butter.
Mm.
And then I remember when Kobe Bryant got accused of raping that chick, he lost his Nutella endorsement. I'm like, the hell is going on with this? And then I tried it, and I was like, my word.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think that was like a international thing. Like,
yeah, because he lived in Italy for a while.
Right, because he speaks like seven different languages. Right. And Kobe's very smart.
Kobe's dad was in the military?
Kobe's dad was a basketball player who played overseas.
Oh, okay. So he did live in other countries.
He lived in other countries. Yeah, because I remember when he was jumping from high school to the NBA, the girl that I was dating at the time was like, that's dumb. He should get a college degree, blah, blah, blah. I go, he has a 4.0 grade average, and he speaks like seven languages.
Yeah.
And he's the best player like ever. I think he's going to be okay.
And he's a black mamba. He'll be all right.
Turned out. It worked out.
Fine.
So we had the story the other day right here in Tampa where the guy got in the altercation with the umpire, the baseball umpire,
and
his nephew's, game. Well, an umpire at a youth baseball game asked the parents to stop harassing him, but they kept going. Then one asked him a great question, and that was the last straw. He quit and walked off the field. I don't know exactly what transpired before this, but we have where they start mocking this guy, and a lady yells something. And I got to tell you, lady, apparently everybody's doing stand-up comedy now. You should try stand-up comedy because it's pretty good. We have it up on Bone TV. Watch this out.
I'm not hearing another word at the game.
Wait a second.
Did you just hear him? Yeah, I heard you. Okay, do we have a game here?
Go.
Right now. It's a baseball game.
Hey, stay professional for the kids and just do your job.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
Be mad because the kids are taller than you.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear what she said?
Are you mad
because the kids are taller than you?
Come on. That's it.
What a baby he is.
Yeah, I don't know what happened before that, but, you know, I don't know how much those guys get paid, whether they just volunteer,
I think it's whatever.
I'd be like,
but just shut it off.
Yeah.
I just ignore them. Most umpires do. Come on. How many times? Oh, you're blind, ump.
Come on, Blue.
Yeah. I mean, just ignore him.
Yeah. He's not a pro.
I never get involved with the refs or the coaches at my kids' games. I feel like these people are taking the time out of their day, especially the coaches. Coach one time was like, hey, I had to get a little tough with Joey because I go, yeah, I don't care what you smack him in the head if you have to. This is your job. Do it.
I remember when my son was playing soccer and I went and I would watch and I wouldn't say anything. I know every rule. I played soccer my entire life growing up, all this stuff. I wouldn't say anything. And there was a guy yelling and going, and that's a foul. That's a penalty, blah, blah, blah. And turn to me and goes, right? And I go, no, not right. You're wrong. You don't know anything about soccer. It's clear to me.
Yeah. I never understand that. These people are dedicating their time. Like you said, the refs, what are they getting, 25, 50 bucks a game?
If they even are, someone just volunteer. You know?
So, and the thing is that if you know so much, then how come you're not coaching the team?
Right.
Where's your time that you're putting in?
Exactly.
I always talk to the umpires at my kid's baseball game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Slide him a 20?
No, I just usually in between innings, I'll say, yeah, that's a little outside, huh? Just, you know, I'm never like a dick about it, but it's kind of...
it's kind of a dick.
Kind of float things
just letting you let them know that you're watching them as they do their job.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. Didn't look like his foot touched the base.
The dating app, Plenty of Fish, just put together their predictions for dating trends in 2020. It's a lot of terms that they made up. Cosplaying is where a casual relationship ends, but the person eventually circles back and asks for a favor, like to go to their band show or supporting Kickstarter or something like that. Eclipsing, where you adopt the interest and hobbies of the person you're dating and pretend you've always liked them too.
So, like, I know a ton of people that do that.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, I like football now too, or I'm Jewish.
I love country music all of a sudden.
White clawing, where you stay with someone you find boring only because you find them attractive. 27% of people say they've done this, where they're boring, but they're hot. So you're like, all right. Yellow carding is when you call someone out for their bad dating etiquette. So
I'm a fan of that.
Dial toning is like preemptive ghosting, where someone gives you their number, then ignores every call and text you ever send. Who would do that? Funny. Why would you even do that? Let's see. The earlier this year, Bro Bible wrote an article about songs from 1999 that have stood the test of time. Now they've made a list of 20 songs from the past decade that they say are guaranteed to live on forever. I have a montage of the top five here. Would you like to hear these?
Please. Yeah.
They say these songs will live forever. You hear this song 25 years from now, you're going to be like, yeah, turn it up. I love that jam.
All right, I'll tell you.
Here we go. It's a montage of the top five.
Yep.
Well, Bruno Mars.
Don't believe me, just watch.
The Swizzle.
Also. These are also songs that.
Wagon wheel, I got country artist.
This song is great.
Yeah. We're up all night to get lucky. So 4 out of 5. We're not a country fan.
But yeah, I don't know that song.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's hard to say that I would live forever because I've never heard it before and it didn't really rope me in like the other ones. And now I'm not a particular fan of any of those other genres.
Yeah.
Super pop and adult standards, but those were good songs.
I feel like all those other songs have been either like TV shows or commercials or movies and stuff where that country song, I've never heard that ever.
You give me a Red Solo Cup or a Friends in Low Places, those are songs that live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Wagon Wheel is actually Darius Rucker.
Oh.
Well, how you like that? Hootie.
Yeah, Hootie. Don't call him Hootie, man.
I'll call him Hootie. Right to his face.
You're not afraid of him?
Huh.
Hootie.
Hootie's probably about the same size as Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But with the... Oh, no, he's not the harmonica guy.
You and me.
You have said before, I think you don't like this guy, Jim Cornette.
I not that I like him or dislike him. He just means nothing to me.
Kind of annoying to you. Well, I guess he was doing announcing for NWA.
NWA Wrestling.
Uh-huh. The company just announced that the longtime announcer resigned the morning after some racist comments streamed on the internet. NWA, not the NWA, it was Ice Cube, issued a statement and said, effective immediately, Jim Cornette has resigned from the National Wrestling Alliance as an announcer.
What's the other one?
AEW?
No, the other NWA.
NWA, the what it stands for?
The one that Ice Cube. The one's National Wrestling Alliance.
National with Attitude.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
Here are the comments. I have not heard these comments yet.
I have not heard this either.
We'll hear them together for the first time.
How bad is it?
Let's see. Before you play it,
let me just tell you. Unless he is hurtful in his jokes... I think we're going too far now. I mean, you get a guy whose character is to be the guy who's outspoken, then you fire him for being outspoken.
If he just straight up N-bomb, then okay, I can see that.
Like this job, they tell us, hey, go out and do your thing and just don't do anything wrong. And we don't. And every once in a while, somebody's like, all right, we got to pull the reins back a little bit. But they're supportive.
I'll say before, anytime you reference this, it rarely ends well.
Well, all right.
Does he say anything about slaves?
No.
Does he say anything about fast twitch muscles?
No.
Hitler?
No.
Being a good guy? No.
Jews and money?
No.
Something Asian? Something bad about Asian?
I think something more like food.
Oh, watermelon?
Close.
Oh, not warmer. Fried chicken.
No.
Oh, boy. No. All right, here we go. Here he is, Jim Cornette.
This is seriously, is he my shoot? Trevor Murdoch, he's mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He's the only man I've ever known that could strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch can take care of himself.
Strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and drive a motor scooter across Ethiopia.
Now, so what he was saying was is that Ethiopia, where there's famine... What if he would have said a sack of hamburgers?
Yeah.
Strap a sack of hamburgers on his back and drive across Ethiopia like he could take care of himself. He's not worried about being attacked for his food.
Is it a black guy that he was talking about or no?
No.
Yeah, it didn't. What he was saying was that the Ethiopians would be chasing
him. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know the guy, but it seems to me that his intention was to say... He can handle himself
in any situation.
Even if he brought food... into Ethiopia, and when they tried to attack him for his food, I don't know. I was hoping it would be a lot more dramatic.
But the choice of fried chicken in a predominantly black area.
But, I mean, is that enough to fire somebody?
Now,
NWA is today, on TV. They do have a TV deal.
Cancel culture.
I mean, that doesn't seem to me to be... Like, I wanted so badly to be like, what a douche. Why would you say something like that?
Mm. Again, the fried chicken thing never ends well.
No, never.
Rarely.
Remember Fuzzy Zeller said it about Tiger Woods?
Yep.
He said when Tiger Woods wins the Masters, he's like, great, now we got to eat fried chicken and watermelon. That was very shocking. But even Tiger Woods was like, I know Fuzzy Zeller. We make jokes like that all the time. He was being silly and trying to be, make a ridiculous joke. And he once he diffused it, it was like, I don't know that we were
right. Bill Burr has a great bit about it, about like Jimmy the Greek when he was talking about how the slaves and this, and they have the fast food. And he goes, and you see the two other guys just move out of frame. They're just like,
out. Yeah.
Don't want to be involved in that.
I don't know. And that's another thing. Jimmy the Greek wasn't even on TV. They just ambushed him at a restaurant and started asking him questions. You don't know if he was drinking.
I
have to tell you, I think this is people. This is kind of like the candidate who said niggardly.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what? He needs to be fired. And they're like, the word means sheep.
I don't think he's going the famine angle. That's not, I think, the reference
you don't,
he's making.
Though? No. But he said, like, if he would have said, strap a bucket of fried chicken on it and drive through southern Georgia or Harlem or something, then I think his intention was to point out race. I think he was talking about, I mean,
Ethiopia is what, probably 90%?
Even if it's 100% black, it's not the stereotypical fried chicken eating black people. It's that way. Ethiopia, what's the thing you think of? Rice, you know? If he would have said Harlem.
Marathon winners.
Yeah.
More than that.
I think if he would have said Harlem, that would have been a much more racist. That was the intent, was to be racist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
Right. Today is National Stuffing Day.
I wish Carmen was here so I could have her get us some
stuffing. Listen, I'm telling you right now, that White Castle stuffing, it's White Castle burgers that you cut up the bread and everything, and then mix the celery and all that stuff. I got to find that. I may have to make that. This year.
I love stuffing.
According to a new poll, a lot of us don't use the term stuffing, though. Just under 3,000 Americans were asked, what do you call Thanksgiving side dish that mixes bread, cubes, broth, seasoning? What do you call that?
Dressing.
A lot of people call it dressing. A quarter of us call it dressing. 66% call it stuffing. 25% call it dressing. 3% of Americans call it something else, like filling. 6% weren't sure. They were just like, oh, I just eat it, whatever. Yeah, there. Joey, show it. So that's the sliders. You cut them all up in pieces. Then celery. You dice them in your celery. Then you put your seasonings in, chicken broth, all that stuff. Toss well. And then transfer to a casserole dish and bake it for...
Now, how do I get White Castles? I would like
they
to
have
try
them
it.
In. They have them
frozen
in Publix.
Food?
Yeah, frozen foods, yeah.
Right, I'm going to try and make this.
Slider-tastic stuffing.
Yes.
It looks delicious.
The frozen ones are close, but they're not exactly
on. You know why? Because they steam them.
Yeah.
Really? That's the big thing is the steam. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to steam mine.
Or, I mean, if you want to, it's not the same thing.
I have a steamer in my shower.
You can do crystals.
Yeah,
you can do crystals.
Close, but not quite. Right.
No, yeah.
Right.
White Castle was something else, man.
Mm-hmm.
A new study analyzed Black Friday ads from 29 of the biggest retail chains in the country to figure out who's offering the best average deals this year and who's offering the worst. The average deal overall is 40.4% off. That's an improvement from last year. And the best deals are at different departments. Let's see. Stage. I don't know what Stage department store is. Bell's. Goodies. I'm looking at ones that we have. I don't know what Pebbles is. Other stores that are averaging at least 50% off are Belk, JCPenney, Kohl's, New York & Company, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Kmart. Kmart's still around?
Wow.
The store offering the worst deals this year is Ace Hardware. Ace is the place for the worst deals in town.
I like Ace.
Well, they could be great, but they're not giving good deals for Black Friday.
That's probably because they're already low prices.
Yeah. The other stores that are averaging less than 30% off for True Value, Costco, Amazon, Big Lots, Dell, and Best Buy. So.
Sam's Club, Costco. I like Costco.
White Castle, crystals.
White Castle. But I have devoured many crystals over the years.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a new movie in theaters called Harriet about the American hero Harriet Tubman.
Or as N4 used to call her, Harriet Tugman.
Right. But it's been in the making for 25 years. You know, sometimes scripts are kicked around Hollywood forever. Screenwriter Gregory Allen Howard says he started trying to make it happen in 1994. And at that time, a studio executive suggested who to play Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman is famous for what, Spanish?
Harriet Tubman, I want to say.
I'm not mocking you. I'm curious to see that you. Like,
Underground Railroad?
That is correct.
Right, okay.
The Underground Railroad, which was a way to get slaves out of town.
Right.
To hide slaves. A series of homes that were safe havens for slaves, and they were able to get them to freedom. And she gets most of the credit for creating and keeping that afloat.
Older black woman.
Yeah. I'm so glad I remember that.
I would say in these
1994.
Days,
no, think 1994.
A
studio executive said in 1994, this person should play.
Well, I know who would be, who I would pick as a studio executive. The very famous Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah?
She's a little older.
She was in Color Purple.
Right. She got some acting chops. I would have said Oprah. Or if you got to go really older, like I don't know how old Miss Tubman was, but maybe Adela Reese or somebody like that.
Who would you say, Spanish? Any guesses?
The first person
from 94.
That popped into my head, 94, was Halle Berry.
Halle Berry was probably pretty young.
Even that, she didn't. She's too pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gio, what do you think?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg would have been good.
Could have been another one. 1994, at the time, a studio executive suggested to play Harriet Tubman, Julia Roberts.
That's fun.
Yeah, well, look how much she looks like her.
That's
a picture entirely, up on TV.
Now, that's way more racist than Jim Cornette.
What? When someone pointed out that Julia is not black, the guy said, quote, "It was so long ago, no one is going to know the difference."
Okay.
Yeah, Tubman is
one of the most famous African Americans taught about in history, Harriet Tubman. No one will remember.
Right. Tubman is played by Cynthia Erivo, who is black, but there's even a little controversy over her casting because she's not American. She's British. That's the dumbest thing in the world. Like, I can totally understand Julia Roberts. It's a white lady. Yeah, she's not going to play Harriet Tubman.
It's insulting to consider a white lady to play that role.
That's crazy. But the fact that this lady's British, people don't have to actually be a doctor to play a doctor in a movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have to be a race car driver to play a race car driver in a movie. I don't know
how. You don't even have to be a man to play a man in a movie.
I've been amazed at some of the actors where you go, oh, my God, I had no idea that person wasn't even American.
Yeah. Did you know that the oldest Golden Girl was really the youngest?
Yeah. That's one of those crazy things. Dennis Miller freaked out whenever he had Gary Oldman on his show. And he goes, I didn't realize until now that you're English. He didn't even know. He goes, you're so good in the movie. You know, it's crazy. But yeah, so Julia Roberts could have been Harriet Tubman. Wow, that would have been
great. If you're Julia Roberts, do you take that role?
No.
No way.
What are they going to do, blackface you?
It's like picking a black guy to play Lincoln. It just didn't make sense.
Right. So Motley Crue, My Chemical Romance, Rage Against the Machine, The Black Crowes, Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald, all reuniting. It's all happened within this last couple months.
Guns N' Roses showed that it can be done.
Yeah, and showed that you can make a ton of money doing it. So Rolling Stone put up some odds on some other bands reuniting, okay? What do you think the odds of Led Zeppelin reuniting?
Zero. Well, I mean, they do one-offs every once in a while.
Yeah, obviously with Jason Bonham, John Bonham's dead, right. So it wouldn't be the original members. You don't think it's going to happen? Yeah, they say only about 10% that would even happen. What about Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd is Roger Waters and the really good Gilmore.
David Gilmore.
That has happened too, but I don't think that's people are calling for that.
They say 15% on that. Simon and Garfunkel getting back together.
I mean, it's a shame that at their ages that they don't do at least one more tour together.
They say about 20% chance of them.
Oh, one of the biggest dick moves I ever saw was Paul Simon played Central Park, and how you don't ask Art Garfunkel to come out and do two songs with you. I mean, that would make your fans so happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What about Black Sabbath?
No, never. They're all going to die.
They say about 25% of them getting back together. You never know, because Ozzy, no more tours, so he's done doing solo stuff. Yeah. Maybe he does one more with Black Sabbath. What about R.E.M.?
R.E.M. with Michael Stipe and that. Yeah, I've heard some rumblings.
I've heard some rumblings.
I don't
about
even
that.
Necessarily think that they're broken up. They just don't play anymore. They just don't tour anymore.
Right. 30% chance of that. About a 40% chance, they said, for Genesis to get back together.
Oh, I love Genesis. But Phil Collins is unhealthy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. White Stripes, about a 60% chance.
No one wants to see that.
Pretty good odds on this. 80% chance, they say, the Fugees would reunite.
So Lauryn Hill keeps playing solo shows then canceling them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She had a show here and then canceled. Then there was another one in Florida and then canceled. I don't think enough people are going to her shows, so she might have to.
Fugees. Get back together and do that.
Now there's Fugees is Lauryn Hill,
Wyclef,
and Apple.
Method Man?
No, not Method Man. Bite your tongue.
So they say about an 80% chance for them. Also, 80% chance for Oasis. They may go, hey, Black Crowes did it.
Listen, I love it if they tour and they don't make up before they tour. Oasis is the best brother fighting ever.
They got into a fight one time, and the one did the show without the other one, and the other one went and sat up in the stands and yelled stuff at
them. Those two are the best, and they make good music.
Yeah.
They were close a couple years ago. Like, that was the rumors because people had seen them together.
Yeah.
And then it didn't happen.
Their solo stuff isn't doing it.
No. But Liam Gallagher, he makes some good solo music. I play it on Journey Music all the time.
But it's not, you know, not them being back together. Who is the other person in, were you looking at Fugees?
Praz Michael.
It says Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill, and Prez Mikkel.
Or, as we call him,
Apple.
Apple. Right.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't even know that that was three people.
You didn't?
I didn't know how many people were in that band. Yeah.
Is it Praz?
Who cares?
It's Apple. It's pronounced Apple. It's spelled P-R-A-Z, pronounced Apple. And then good news, there's an 80% chance that NSYNC will reunite.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they say that's just as a foursome without Justin Timberlake.
I don't believe that.
You add him into the mix, the probability goes down to about 40%, so it cuts it in half.
Chris Kirkpatrick told us it was not Justin holding it up, that he would be interested. He still talks to them all and does it all. That's what he said, though.
Who's the guy holding up, then? Did he say?
No, they all have other stuff going on.
I mean, what other stuff? It's NSYNC. Come on.
Guys. Somewhere, Kirkpatrick and Joey Fat One were doing a show together, and they were doing NSYNC songs. I saw it on Instagram, like, recently, last week.
I love both of those guys.
Yeah.
Joey Fatone is super fun and super... Joey Fatone is all my friends from high school who just got lucky. And Chris Kirkpatrick, I've said it a million times, should host a radio show. He is a true talker and a funny guy and has a lot of stories and has opinions. I think he'd be a great radio host. I really do.
I think one of the funniest things he ever did was that weird beard that he had. Remember that thing?
I don't remember their facial hair, Galvin.
Finally in news, the Grammy nominees are out, and Lizzo leads the way with 8.
Woo!
Which is so funny because that album came out how many years ago, whatever.
Well, she had a couple albums.
And then the one that came out last year.
I heard SBK talking about this last night, and he seemed to believe that Lizzo was kind of a manufactured hit, that she'd been around for a little while, but because of the women's movement and because she's fat,
I think that definitely helps.
Gave her a push.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have to tell you, the first time I heard that song, I was like, this is a great song. I don't know who Lizzo is or what she looks like or anything. I just thought it was a good song.
Right.
You know, I think the music wins, you know? I don't know if it's...
Yeah, you know, you go back to whenever we were kids listening to the radio and you had no idea what the bands looked like. No idea.
Yeah.
You could... ELO? Are you kidding me? Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah.
You look at those guys, you go, what the hell? They make great songs, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's a great song right off the bat. You hear it and you go, oh, that's a great song. But I definitely think when they realize it's a big fat black girl... that's pretty and sexual
and sassy.
Then they're like, oh, yeah, let's get it out there and get, you know, behind this.
Yeah, all right.
So she leads the way. Billie Eilish and Old Town Road superstar Lil Nas X are next with 6.
Billie Eilish won, it was nominated in every major category.
So CBS will air the ceremony on January 26th. I have some of the different ones. Album of the Year. You want to go through the list, like some of the important
ones? The big ones, yeah.
Okay. Bon Iver, or whatever his name is.
Bon Iver.
Yeah. Okay. Lana Del Rey, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, H-E-R, her?
Her, yeah. Her. Have you ever heard her?
No.
Very good.
Lil Nas X and Lizzo and Vampire Weekend are all up for Album of the Year, and then they have Record of the Year, which is basically the same thing. Song of the Year. You've got...
tell me what those are. I don't know.
Always Remember Us This Way by Lady Gaga.
Nope.
You also have...
Billie Eilish. It's a good song.
Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Bring Me Flowers Now by Tanya Tucker.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Hard Place by her.
Tanya Tucker in 2019 is nominated for another
Grammy. I like that. Lover by Taylor Swift.
What's the song by her?
By her is Hard Place.
Okay. What else?
Then you have Norman Effin Rockwell by Lana Del Rey.
I like Lana Del Rey, too.
Someone You Loved by Louis Capaldi. Mm-hmm. And then Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Lizzo clearly wins that one. Oh, it might be Billie Eilish.
She's also Lizzo's up for Best New Artist against Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish. Some of the other ones in there.
Lil Nas X was great. That Old Town Road song
was
great.
That was fantastic, yeah.
This is Hard Place. This chick can sing. My wife's always listening to this.
You know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong. Telling me to relax when I'm reacting.
Anyway, that's her.
Best rock song.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be the good one.
Fear Inoculum by Tool.
Okay.
Yeah. You have Give Yourself a Try by the 1975, who will be a next big thing. Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. History Repeats by Brittany Howard. In This Land by Gary Clark Jr.
Who's Brittany
Gary
Howard?
Clark Jr.?
I don't know who Brittany Howard is. But Gary Clark Jr. is great.
Yeah, but Gary Clark Jr. is not a rocker.
The blues, right?
What
blues
would you rock? Call it? I mean, it's definitely blues, but it's, you know, rock. If Cage the Elephant's rock.
Yeah.
Clark Jr. is, you know what I mean?
Love Gary Clark Jr.
I guess.
Best Rock Album.
Here we go.
Ammo by Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
Social Cues by Cage the Elephant. In the End, The Cranberries. I thought she was dead.
She is dead. Yeah. In the end, she died.
Trauma by I Prevail. And Feral Roots.
Yeah, baby.
By Rival Sons. I hope Rival Sons win, man. They're so good.
I Prevail?
Yeah. Wow. Rival Sons has that big 70s rock sound.
Yeah, Rival Sons is good.
They're just great. They're a great band, and they've been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I saw them, what was it, 5 years ago.
I wish I would have went to that show.
I really went, and they were opening for Evanescence. I didn't care about seeing Evanescence. I was there to see Rival Sons, and I got tickets, and then Mike Olivero said, hey, I have front row tickets if you want those. So I got the front row tickets, saw Rival Sons. It was great. Went walking out, left after that, and went to the very back of the room and saw two girls that are dressed all goth and black and stuff. Figured they were big fans of Evanescence. And I was like, hey, I have front row. And they backed up, and I go,
that's so funny.
I go, I work for the radio station. I go, you seem like Evanescence fans. I came for the first band. Do you want front row tickets? And they were like, oh, my God. I mean, they freaked out.
I try to do that. I had front row tickets to WWE one time.
Yeah.
And I went all the way to the third level of the Amalie Arena, which I've never done before. I didn't even know what it looked like. And I was like, I have two front row tickets. Let me find a father and son, a mother and son. And I couldn't find anybody. And I'm walking around. Now I'm getting tired because I had to go up the stairs and half of it's all blacked out. So I'm looking, I'm looking, I'm looking. And finally I find a mother and son sitting there all the way up at the top. I walk up there and I'm all out of breath. And I sit down. She looks at me and I'm like, hi. I'm like, you see the seats down there? I go, these are these tickets right here. And she's like, oh, we're good. I'm like, you can't be good. I'm giving you the opportunity to sit in the front row. I don't want anything. I work for
you're a bad mother.
And she was like, well, I think she was just like, I mean, what if some sweaty, out of breath, giant guy?
People always think there's a catch.
Yeah, and then and then she was afraid to walk in the stairwell with me. And I was like, she's right, because I just lured her into the stairwell. And I was like, here's the deal.
Give me that kid.
I said, I'm in the other side of that row. Here's the tickets. I'm going to run down there. If you have any problems, make security get me.
Yeah.
And eventually she came down there, and they were sitting down there. And I think the whole time she was there, she was wondering what the catch was.
Right.
You know, but the kid was loving life.
And now we kiss.
Yeah.
Now I keep the kid. You want to hear a little I Prevail?
Okay.
They're all explicit. This is 53 million. It's very early 2000s metal, but I like it.
Play a little Rival Sons.
Rival.
By the way, Brittany Howard is the lead singer from Alabama Shakes.
Oh, she's good. Yeah, she is really good.
Rival Sons is a very good band. Sons tickets to bring his Dom here.
All right.
Dominic Ferriello is here. He's not normally here on a Thursday. He's usually here on Tuesdays, but he had court. So if you got a question for Dom, get on the phone lines now.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.